Good morning and welcome to the May 16th, 2017 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. President, and good morning, members of council. We have one amendment to today's agenda, second page, under Janelle Cornwell, discussion and possible introduction of a proposed commercial zoning expansion ordinance. It's my recommendation we strike this from the agenda today. Our attorneys need an additional week to make sure that ordinance is in proper form. We will be back in 1 week to have that ordinance discussion.
Okay. Everything else okay?
Yes, sir.
Can a motion to approve the agenda is amended?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of May 9th. Any corrections, questions, concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Rutt?
I have no separate correspondence.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Last night, another Board of Adjustment meeting came up with, there was a topic on there concerning with a dog kennel, a fence, and other stuff on there that I discussed. I asked a few questions that still didn't seem to be answered correctly with variances for approval of the director of planning for the fence height in the front. If there's horses, not horses. Still seems like a contradiction. Didn't hear nothing back whether the fence issue should be a Board of Adjustment issue or director of planning issue. Because it's directly on, one approved, one has to go, one doesn't. Still confused in that matter. Last night, too, at the Board of Adjustment, the first case was a fence, was the pool fence issue, where it was aired on the first part and the people had to come back. And I believe there was a no charge, no fee for them to have to come back and do it because it wasn't done correctly or it was sloppy work through planning and zoning or whoever does that hearing for the permit, that they had to come back a second time for the second part of it. But last night, the meeting ended at like a little after 11, mid-11 something last night. And she still had seven cases left to go for the agenda that they just immediately didn't want to complete the agenda and figure the people coming in. If the precedent was set that the first one was basically an error on whoever controls the agenda or what is put in the permit, the six or seven cases that were put off to the next meeting that all waited at least 4 or 5 hours sitting there, they're taking up third time, should also get a refund on their application thing. What is their time worth? You had six or seven cases, refund them their $400 because if each one was two people, 10 hours, good one to $40 in reimbursement. And it's like if that board starts at 7 o'clock, and I believe most of the other boards start at 6 o'clock, how can you have a meeting with that many start an hour later and then pull an intermission, have a break in between after a couple of hours? It's like in using the afternoon, if you start at 1:30, it's like 3 o'clock, got to go. And then come in and say at 4:30, oh, time's done. Have a good day. See you in 2 weeks again for the ones that didn't make it. It just seems like don't know whether everybody's overworked, what the scenario is. But for basically the size of the county, it just seems like that department is completely missing with the codes, the regulations, the fees, setting schedules. It's an unrealistic board. You really should pay a lot of time to that and fix the problems in it and get everything to match and be fair. Thank you.
George Howard Bunning.
Ex-Senator George Howard
Bunning. Senator George Howard.
There we go.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I come before you today as a Sussex Countyan. And I left individually my remarks I'm making and some of the statistics I brought with me. I'm not going to go into statistics. I brought them for you to read and ponder. I do not come as a critic because I understand leadership is always very difficult. Years ago, I came in front of this body proposing a county police force, as those I represented more wanted more protection. Within weeks, Bob Stickles, the county administrator, who knew the strong political wind out there blowing and had done his homework on the millions of dollars to create a force of hundreds of officers. We met in Dover to start the creation of our county subsidizing troopers, and the public was most grateful. I am suggesting a meeting of the county officials, Sussex law enforcement, including our municipals, to discuss ideas going forward to prevent crime. I like Councilman Cole's idea of promoting neighborhood watch programs and other proactive measures. All of us have the obligation to report things that could lead to preventing a crime or solving one. As I said, I'll leave with you some of the statistics that I bear. I like George Cole's comments. I listened to him this morning on the radio years ago in some of the neighborhoods that I represented, and I had 12 towns and 9 fire companies I was blessed with. Out of many of those communities, we had neighborhood watches, which were very effective. And it's community participation, much as parents be involved in our schools, it is highly important for our communities to be involved in looking around for their own. I thank you for the time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
I'm glad you're listening.
Never done.
William Kenwick.
Good morning. My name is William Kinnick. I live in 134 Hitch Pond Circle, Seaford, Delaware. I want to thank the county council for their final response to me. It took a while, and I'm not happy with it, but I'll accept that piece. So that being said, in accordance to the variance in building and permits and zoning, we've had an altercation where we had to go to the zoning to understand why we have to do variances, and they set homes and wait a year to try to get that variance. If the things were done at the beginning, when you request your permit with all your lot diagrams and everything, and you would already know that that house would not fit on that property. So there should have not have been a variance meeting on that piece. And this is happening throughout the county on numerous communities. I just want you to know that there should be a better tie between the planning and zoning and permits and inspections. Okay, it's vital. It would save time even in the variance. So we're just waiting for the 45 to 60 day response to see if the landowner is going to appeal. And if he does, I hope he doesn't get it, because he's put safety at its unexpected peace in these communities. I thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
All right, Mr. President, thank you very much. A number of items to get to this morning. First item is the public interview for Board of Adjustment nominee, Ms. Ellen McGee. I believe Ms. McGee is here, and we will start the public interview. We would invite her to come forward to the podium. Ms. McGee has been nominated to the Board of Adjustment by Councilman Rob Arlette, and this is for District 5. As is required by Delaware Code and the rules of procedure for the County Council, you have at your desk the interview questions that were provided to Ms. McGee. You also have a copy of the responses of those interview questions, and you have a copy of Ms. McGee's professional resume. As we have done in the past, I will ask the nominee the same questions that she has responded to in writing, and allow her to provide a response. And if the council has additional questions or would like to revisit a question, feel free during the interview process. At the end, if the council chooses, we would entertain a motion for her consideration for the nomination. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, question number one. Please provide a narrative of your background and experience and why you want to serve as an appointed member of the Board of Adjustment.
Well, I
am a business owner. I'm a lifelong resident of Sussex County. I've born and raised here. I know the county pretty well and proud of what we have and where we live. And I think will look at the different applications and ask questions and I have pretty good common sense, I think, as a business owner and a person, so I think I would do a good job.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever served on any boards or commissions that have decision-making authority? If so, please describe your experience in serving.
Well, not on the county level. I am president of the Delaware Burn Camp. It's a nonprofit that provides a camp one week out of the year at Camp Barnes for children that have been burned ages 8 to 18. I also am a lifetime member of the Roxana Ladies Auxiliary, Fire Company Ladies Auxiliary, where I've served as president, vice president. I've made decisions there also.
Okay.
Other nonprofits that I belong to.
All right, thank you. One of the statutory requirements of the Board of Adjustment members is that they be, quote, persons having the knowledge and experience to pass upon planning and zoning problems in connection with urban and rural development, unquote. Please describe your knowledge and experience in planning and zoning within Sussex County.
Well, I live in southeastern Sussex County. I'm a farmer. I know how we need to all get along, whether it's building or farming or whatever business we may have in our county, that we need to respect each other and respect the zoning ordinances that we have in place.
Okay, thank you. Next question. The board is an administrative body acting in a quasi-judicial role. As part of its duties, the board hears applications for variances and special use exceptions, as well as appeals of administrative decisions. In analyzing these applications, the board is required to review the applications pursuant to certain legal criteria. Do you feel you have the knowledge and experience to apply certain legal criteria to analyze the applications?
I do. In 2012, I took the real estate course, principles and real estate, and I passed that, and I am, along with my business background, I think that gives me the right background to make decisions.
Okay, great. Next question. The Board of Adjustment meets on Mondays every other week with the regular meetings at 7 p.m. in council chambers here in Georgetown. On occasion, these meetings extend late into the evening hours. In addition, occasional special meetings and workshops are scheduled that may require your attendance. Are you able to fulfill this requirement and attend the necessary meetings?
Yes.
And last question, as an appointed official of the board, the potential for a conflict of interest with an application is always present. Do you have any known or anticipated conflicts of interest that may present themselves as a member of the Board of Adjustment that would affect your ability to serve?
I have no known causes, but if there was one that would arise, I would recuse myself.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. That concludes the interview questions that I have.
Any questions of council?
Can I ask her? I'd love to ask her a question. I've always wanted to be in this position. She can.
Keep in mind, you still owe her for strawberries from 5 years.
Well, I understand that. I understand. I got an IOU as long as my arm. No. Variances. The board has been criticized over the years because they've granted, they were so liberal in granting variances. People come in and ask for a variance, and if there was no opposition, they'd get it. I think the law, I mean, and the ordinances look at variances, you know, pretty strict. And so variances, in my opinion, shouldn't be, you know, just given out like candy. In the past, I think the county's had that reputation. As you sit there, will you think that you will weigh the law more so than an applicant coming in just saying, you know, I got financial reasons, or I got, you know, some vague reason or questionable reasons why they want it. Like, we've got billboards that are high and wide and doubled up and things like that. And billboards was an issue that was dear to my heart here a while back. It didn't go as far as I wanted, but still, the board has been very liberal in granting variances. And variances should be only given for things like setbacks and or issues with the land is odd or some, you know, some, you know, good reason. So anyway, do you think you'll be able to address variances more from a legal aspect? Because you, like myself, we know many times the people who are coming in for the applications, and you may have to tell people you've known for years, no. And that's hard, because boards like we sit on at town level, county level, we all like to say yes to everybody, and it's tougher to say no. I mean, so do you think you can comfortably give good reasons to vote your and follow the law, pretty much, or the ordinances?
I think that law is what we need to go by.
All right. I like hearing that.
So I don't think I'll have an issue.
Okay.
Any more questions?
I have too much of my mother in me.
Too much of your own, Lord?
More questions of counsel?
I do want to make a comment at some point.
Is there candy that you don't really dislike?
A candy? No.
George asked a question about, well, what kind of candy didn't like?
Was that right?
George asked lots of questions. He's all right. Any more questions of counsel? Mr. Arlett, you have something you want to?
I do, Mr. President, if I may. First off, I want to thank Ms. Ella McGee for being here today. I think it's not easy to be a servant to others, especially as Councilman Cole just alluded to. It's not easy.
No.
And sometimes it is a difficult thing to do, but I wanted to commend you and thank you for stepping up. I know you reached out to me showing interest in this very position. And I just want to commend you publicly and thank you, because I think you are a person of integrity, and we all know you in the sense that, you know what, you're not to be reckoned with. True. And I think that is an admirable personality trait, and I think that you will do extremely well on the Board of Adjustment. So I just want to thank you publicly for being here.
I'll just throw in one last thing. I've known her a long time. The same thing. I think that the whole family has shown a commitment to, you know, community service, public service, fire company, and I think one of your kids are paramedics now. And
he graduates June 21st.
Right.
I'm hoping he'll find employment in Sussex County and come home.
Well, we do too. No, we do too. So you've got a family history. Your husband was a P&Z commissioner, so you've been involved, and I think this is a continuation of that, and I thank you for stepping up and wanting to do it. It's a thankless job.
No. Mr. Laws, you have a motion for us?
I do have a motion. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Ms. Ella McGee to the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, effective immediately until such time as the term expires in June 2019.
My honor to move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And welcome.
Thank
yes.
You.
And Mr. President, may I make one last comment?
Certainly may.
Before the media wants to take a picture of it. And I want to thank publicly also Mr. Hudson. He served on the board for over 20 years, I believe. I don't know the exact number of years, but it was a very long time. And I wanted to thank him publicly. I don't know if he's listening or not, but I think as, again, a public servant is something that is important to our community, and I just want to publicly thank him as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Congratulations. Welcome. Thank you very much. Mr. Arlett, Mr. Hudson was appointed in 1998.
So that is
19 years.
19 years. So almost 20 years.
Yep. Yep. It's a long time to serve.
Okay.
We're lost. You got anything else this morning?
Shoot. Here we go. Okay, we're going to move into the time where we're